This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Egypt agrees to send aid trucks through an Israeli crossing to Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
It's unclear if they will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah. The UN and other aid agencies say that Israel's offensive in Rafah has made the entry of food and other supplies difficult. The International Court of Justice ordered Israel to halt their plans, though they are unlikely to comply. Meanwhile, Israel's army said that they've recovered the body of three more hostages killed on October 7 from Gaza. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials, trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media reports. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
The landslide leveled homes in Enga province, around 370 miles north of the capital, Port Moresby. Videos verified by Reuters show men digging through soil, clambering over rocks, uprooted trees, and mounds of dirt, searching for survivors. Papua New Guinea's media, citing a member of the country's parliament, said the landslide buried over 8,000 homes.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian forces have secured, quote, combat control of areas where Russian troops entered Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region earlier this month. Zelensky's comments come on Friday evening appeared to be at odds with those made by Russian officials. Viktor Vodolodsky, a member of Russia's lower house of parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vavchenks, 5 kilometers inside the border, according to Russian news agency TASS on Friday. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scheduled to make an official visit to Cambodia, one of China's closest allies in Southeast Asia, after holding talks with his Chinese counterpart at an annual security conference in Singapore. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Defense Department said Austin would travel next week to Singapore, Cambodia, and France. He will visit Cambodia June 4th after attending the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Among the talks he is planning, there is one with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun. The encounter would be part of an effort to patch up ties that have deteriorated over Beijing's aggressive policies toward Taiwan and its vast territorial claims in the South China Sea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Millions of Indians are voting in the next-to-last round of a grueling national election in the searing summer heat. The combined opposition is trying to rattle Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign for a third consecutive term for himself and his Hindu Nationalist Party. Saturday's voting in 58 constituencies, including 7 in New Delhi, will complete polling for roughly 90% of 543 seats in the lower house of parliament. The voting for the remaining 57 seats on June 1st will wrap up a 6-week election, and the votes will be counted on June 4th. This election is considered one of the most consequential in India's history and will test the limits of Modi's political dominance. Efforts to draft a pandemic treaty falter as countries disagree on how to respond to the next emergency. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After millions of deaths, unprecedented lockdowns, and economic impacts of COVID-19, World Health Organization member countries work to set guidelines on how to stop future pandemics and better share resources. But the 194 members are unable to agree to a draft treaty before Monday's annual meeting in Geneva, although they vow to keep trying. Negotiators, among other things, are trying to bridge the gap that occurred between COVID vaccine availability in richer and poorer countries. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An advanced team of Kenyan police officials who are assessing preparedness before a multinational force is deployed to quell violence in Haiti is heading back home after the planned deployment was delayed over logistical issues. The team is due to arrive back from Haiti on Monday after recommending a deployment delay that was later announced by the president. A senior Kenyan official who declined to be named as they are not the official spokesperson said the bases were still under construction and crucial resources, including vehicles, are needed before deployment of the first 200 police officers from Kenya can happen. The deployment was due to take place this week, but President William Ruto said it would be delayed for 3 weeks. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.